call it tradition. Once again, we ease into the spring summer sweet treat season by having Jane's Ice Cream join us on the air to share their signature product with us. Jane's Ice Cream was founded by sisters Amy and Jane Keller and Bob Guidobaldi in 1985 in Phoenicia, New York. Amy and Bob are here and join us to tell us how business has been this year and, of course, to allow us to taste some of their fantastic flavors. And it is wonderful to have them back. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
We love having you here. Look at this. I have to Instagram a picture of this because this is unbelievable of how many flavors you have brought in. So let's talk about first and foremost how things have been going for you all. We're getting into your busy season, right?
It's beginning. It's starting. The weather was a little bit slowed us down a little bit this year, but it's picking up quite readily, and things are looking good.
I have a jacket on, just to tell you. March, April, been a little crazy.
Yeah, but we're ready for ice cream.
It served its purpose. We have created a lot of new flavors this season. We had a lot of time in the lab. We're partnering with... I brought you some new, these four new, you'll see our new flavors on Facebook.
Okay. Now you have a Facebook page?
Yes. And it seems like everybody's really going to Facebook as opposed to the website. So I'm thinking I'll put a feed of Facebook on the website. Don't
okay.
you think?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And this allows people to know what farmers market you're going to be at and where you're going to be and when you're going to be there and all
and
that
all
kind of stuff.
And all of our new accounts, our new flavors, what we're pushing. We've got Well, we're pushing the new flavors, right?
One
interesting thing is Blue Lemon Group. What do you think of the name?
Blue Lemon Group. Is this like Blue Man Group?
What is
that?
It's okay. a wild blueberry lemon zest sugar cookie baked off in sweet cream ice cream.
All right. And how did that come about?
Well, this young lady down near Stone Ridge, she bakes some very, very good cookies. And we partnered up.
It's Lisa and Amy's cookie dough out of Accord.
Yeah, they sell it as cookie dough in the supermarkets. But we bake them off and put them into the ice cream, different flavors of ice cream with different flavors of cookie.
So where does the blue come in?
It's a blueberry cookie.
Wild blueberries?
Okay, a blueberry cookie and a lemon...
Lemon zest blueberry cookies.
Okay.
With sweet cream ice cream.
Gotcha.
So it's either...
I've told you before, you guys make the best sweet cream ice cream.
Thank you.
It all depends on the base, yes?
Thank you.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
it's it does.
Fiori di latte is what they say in Italy.
Okay, I can't say that.
Okay, that's fine. So we're doing four different flavors with her cookies.
That's very nice.
You like it?
I like that.
Yeah, it's a...
That's good.
We decided we would just keep the cream simple so the cookie would shine, and it does. But we do need a name for it. Some people are calling it blueberry lemon cookie ice cream, and then
I think you have to incorporate cookie in there, don't you?
Well, I think so. So Blue Lemon Group, it's a little odd, but you know, we have the name of the flavor could last a week, then we change it.
So how does a cookie stay crisp in ice cream?
It's the baking off of it and then the freezing of it, of course. When you break it up into the ice cream and mix it in the ice cream, how it stays there? Well, we bake them on the crisp side.
And also, it's a quality cookie. It's an all-butter cookie.
Oh, yeah. There's no additives in it. It's
and when you crisp it up in the oven, you know, we over-bake it a little so that it stays beautiful in the ice cream.
Yeah, it really is. You like that crunch because you get the creaminess and then there's the crunch of the cookie and then the taste flavor. And the other thing I like about it, too, is that it isn't overly – I'm not a I have a love-hate relationship with blueberry. Blueberry can be a very strong flavor.
Yeah.
And this is it's a nice
Thank
mix
you.
With the lemon.
Thanks.
Like that. All right. What else
we've
what
got
else we
the Hunka Hunka.
Hunka Hunka
Hunka
what?
Hunka Burn in Love. Right
there. There we go. Hunka Hunka Chip.
Yeah, that was another one. And then there's the milk. There's four flavors. Milk chocolate ice cream with the peanut butter cookies is this one. And the fourth one.
So you got into the whole cookie thing.
Well, we did four new flavors with cookies because I think we make what we like to eat. You know, I love cookies and ice cream. So that's how I decided to go this year. But we did this toasted coconut with dates. We did this. I love pomegranate molasses. And I put that in sweet cream ice cream. That's that one. We're also doing a coffee ice cream with chocolate, white chocolate chunk cookies.
All right. Hunka chip is very good.
Isn't it?
Now, what's in that again?
Chocolate chunk cookies and vanilla ice cream. Chocolate chip or chocolate chunk?
Oh, that's easy. Okay. Yeah. I mean that's right. That seems like a classic, right?
Yeah, part of the movement here was the partnering up with Amy and Lisa's Cookies. It's a very good local product.
Yeah.
And it really kicks cookies and cream up a couple of notches.
Yeah, you know,
With the quality of the cookie.
Cookies and cream has always been a favorite flavor, but, you know, it's Oreos. So we decided, let's go for a little bit better cookie. And it worked.
Why not?
Popular.
Do you have, this one I have in front of me is toasted coconut with dates.
Also known as Cleopatra.
Okay. So has this been around for a while? Or
nope, that's new.
New?
Yeah.
All right. And what brought this, because these are two of my favorite things.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Dates and coconut.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't know that I've ever had them together until this very moment.
We use the toasted coconut in that because coconut is a big flavor for us. We do about 5 different coconut flavors.
I don't know why more ice cream people don't use coconut.
It's a very difficult flavor
to achieve.
To get a good quality coconut taste in. It's difficult.
Because it's not, I've had this explained to me, is this right, that it isn't just the coconut, that sometimes it needs...
It needs a little bit of coconut extract.
Right.
And we've used the toasted coconut because there's a lot more flavor when you toast coconut.
Mm.
We do a Thai coconut with a little bit of spice and salted roasted peanuts.
I think I brought that last year.
Yeah. I think there was, I don't know what happened. Did Michael Harris go to Greece or something? I don't know. One of our customers in Hudson, who has Lick, we brainstormed a few of these flavors with him, and he requested Cleopatra. Another one that was requested, and that was by...
The dates work very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
They were a pain in the neck to get in there, let me tell you. They're a little sticky. We have a nice account in Hillsdale, New York, and Kevin they're right off the rail trail, and he wanted me to make a rail trail mix. So we put a lot of stuff in that.
This is called trail mix.
Yeah, or rail trail. It also has toasted coconut.
So when you sell these to the people, they can call it pretty much whatever they want, right?
Exactly, because there are some people that have 16 flavors, and they can't have these sort of names that nobody knows what they are because they would be describing 16 flavors at once.
Right.
So you say the ingredients. Other people really like those funny flavor names.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
So what did we put in this rail trail, Bob? Oh. It was everything.
Do you remember, Bob?
Not all of it, but there's a number of seeds and grains in it that really give you a variety of taste.
A toasted salty flavor. I think it's sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, coconut, chocolate chips, peanuts. It's kind of like a trail mix.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't do without the chocolate. A
lot of texture.
No, you need all the chocolate in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, you like it?
I like it. Yeah.
Good. It's good for breakfast.
Well, any ice cream is good for breakfast. You know that. You have a new logo, is that true?
Yes, I do. I didn't bring in the phone.
Well, that's okay. You can't say it on the radio anyway, but you got a logo so that people...
Well, you know what happened after 25 years? All of a sudden, we have accumulated... Whoa. I didn't do a very good marketing and branding job. And Bob was saying, Amy, we need to have one logo. You need to choose one. And a wonderful company in Kingston, New York called Evolving Media... actually, they filmed a movie of us, a 3-minute movie that'll be on our Facebook page coming up. And one of the designers there designed a beautiful logo with a damask background, and you'll see it on Facebook.
Mm.
And it's blue. You can't miss it. Look for it. where
and
you
it's
go.
Jane's Ice Cream. If you put in Google Jane's Ice Cream Facebook,
it'll come right up.
Right
yep.
up there.
I know. I brought that for you, Joe.
I love your rum raisin.
I know.
This is the best ice cream.
You want to talk about the new adult flavors?
Yes.
They're not X-rated, but
no, but they're but they have hooch in them, and I said this to you before, Bob. I was told long ago that it's difficult to do that with ice cream because it makes it difficult to freeze, right?
That's correct. The freezing point is a lot
lowered.
Yeah. And you know, you can we use real rum or real brandy or real bourbon, depending on which flavor we're talking about. But in order to take some of that freezing problem away, you can reduce the alcohol content in there by boiling off the bourbon or whatever. And it's still a little bit hard to freeze, but not. It works.
We've been experimenting with some wine flavors too.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good. You know, Chardonnay cherry.
Chardonnay chocolate cherry, yeah.
or Cabernet chocolate cherry. We've done both of those.
Yeah. I'm looking for making a sorbet from the wine. I think the wine flavor will transfer better into the lack of dairy. But the ice cream ones are nice. It's got a good following.
And this, I have the prune. What is this?
Armagnac.
Yeah. Armagnac.
Soak the prunes in brandy.
And then, that's interesting.
Yeah. How does that go for you?
I like it.
Yeah. Not making you too tipsy, right?
No, I can, we're usually drinking.
You know, I wanted to say that our guys, Jose, Abraham and
Victor
are at the shop today, and they really wanted to come with us. And I said, the booth is pretty small. You guys have to work.
Always bring it. No, you can always bring guests.
That's
fine.
Is that right? We're very thankful to have them working today.
No, we have rubber walls in here. That's fine for obvious reasons. And I'm trying one that I wanted to try when I first saw it. It's ginger snap molasses. Have you brought this before?
I don't think so. It's one of our favorites, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a very good flavor, my estimation.
Yeah, right? The molasses does a good thing there.
Fine job. And you also have a pomegranate molasses.
Yeah, completely different. The pomegranate molasses is...
is pomegranate molasses as opposed to molasses.
Yeah, you boil down the pomegranate juice till it's a syrup, and it's very tart, you'll see. And the tartness of the molasses with the sweetness of the ice cream, I think, make it a fabulous flavor.
Do you, is that more of a fall flavor? Do we think of that? Or does that tend to go more in the fall? Because of ginger snaps?
That one.
Yeah, the ginger snap molasses. No, you know what? It's been pretty popular flavor out there. It's
we did start it for Christmas, and then it just kept selling.
That's right.
That's good.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And let's see. You don't use a lot of, you don't do a lot with mint, do you?
We do.
You do?
Yeah. We have a chocolate ice cream that is minted with chocolate chips.
Mint Summer Night's Dream.
Very cute.
Summer Night's Dream.
Yes.
And we have a mint chip, just plain white mint with...
because you have to by law. Right?
Yeah. But, you know, mint overpowers things. And it's
sure
not.
Does.
It stands alone. You can't put it in combination with things. But we also sourced a little... round chocolate-covered mint cookie. So we're doing a mint cookie square or mint cookie, which is also a good flavor. We didn't bring mint today.
How do you do things that have strong flavors like lavender? You have a lavender ice cream. I know I've had that before, and it's
that's a love or hate ice cream, don't you think? How do you feel about it?
I sort of grew up being immersed in different phases of lavender, so I'm used to it. But my mother was big on the lavender.
She
grew it and had it, like, a lot of lavender in our house. So, but it's a strong flavor.
It is a strong flavor, and it's lavender water. And we have other fruit or flower waters like rose water.
Yeah.
We have a great rose water
and
ice cream as well.
Orange blossom. We brought you some orange blossom ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one for your taste.
With macerated dried apricots.
That's why I love you guys.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one for you to taste. You eat that one on the radio. Okay.
Oh, what the heck.
What is it? This is orange, apricot orange blossom.
Yeah. Right.
That went to the top of the list in my book.
Yeah, Bob takes that one home with
him. That's one of them I take home.
I try not to take it home, but...
Oh, very nice. That's very nice. So the apricot is dried. The orange is
Orange blossom water.
And we
soak the apricots. Yep.
Okay.
Hey, we have a new account on the Walkway on the Hudson, by the way, which is such a great thing. Have you been there? It's right at the entrance to the walkway, and they're doing a great job of putting on some great new flavors. And we'll also be at the Kingston Farmers Market, by the way.
When is that?
Next weekend is the first weekend.
Next weekend.
Yep. It's a great farmers market. A lot of vendors. Beautiful, beautiful market.
Did Jane say, I just saw this on Facebook and I have to ask you because it came from one of our listeners, said, did Jane's Ice Cream announce the flavor names they asked for help naming, or was it an April Fool's joke?
Oh, man. Well, you know, it was about Blue Man Group. That was
that was the one.
That was the contest. And we have been, the jury's still out on it, don't you think, Bob?
The jury is still out on that.
We chose Blue Lemon Group. And then we got some flack from our customers saying they'd never heard of Blue Man Group. It didn't resonate with them. And so I'm going to have to go back to I would like to hear what they chose.
I don't think she had, she didn't say it, but who knows? She may post it in just another minute or so.
Yes, I hope
and
so.
Actually, that one and a couple more, actually, we did ask for suggestions on the Facebook page,
yeah.
And that one is actually went off of Facebook.
Well,
I can't remember the other ones.
I wish you well with that. So in the meantime, we can hit you up at the Kingston Farmers Market, right?
Yes.
You're on the walkway over the Hudson.
We're wholesaling our ice cream to the frozen caboose there.
That's great. I love that name.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
And you got the logo and all of this stuff going on. So there's some wonderful opportunities to take part in Jane's Ice Cream this summer. And we love you guys for coming in and for doing this and to telling us about what's new in ice cream. And every year it's something new and something fun. So we thank you so much for sharing with us. And we look forward to our next visit. We wish all the luck in the world for the summer.
It's been great being here again.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
It's always good coming.
Coming up next, well, don't forget, by the way, you can find out more information at janesicecream.com. Janesicecream.com. You're listening to the Roundtable at WAMC.